This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, August 11th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this weekend edition of Ozarks, we learn about the creation of a new online index that allows users to search through thousands of historic Arkansas photographs. Also, Feed Fayetteville's Soil Cycles program is a food recovery initiative that redirects food waste away from landfills, turning it into compost. We visit a community garden to learn more.
Plus, finding artistic inspiration inside Walmart. And Becca Martin Brown stops by, as always, to tell us what's up in entertainment. The Fayetteville-based duo Heirloom performs a song inside the Furman Garden Performance Studio, and more.
But first, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has a recap of this week's news.
Earlier this week, we got an update on construction of Interstate 49 through Arkansas. Completing I-49 through the state has long been a goal of the state's Highway Transportation Department. In Arkansas, the interstate will include what is to become the Bella Vista Bypass, current portions of Interstate 540, and new sections of I-540 currently under construction. Danny Straisley of the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department says that one of those sections under construction is an extension of the interstate through the Chaffee Crossing area in the River Valley.
It'll be a new connection from I-40 down to the Chaffee Crossing, and then from south of the Chaffee Crossing location all the way down through, you know, just the western side of the state where you've got communities like Mena, DeQueen, and on down into Little River County on to where I-30 exists.
Straisley says that early cost estimates for completing the stretch of I-49 from south of Fort Smith to Texarkana are around $2.2 billion, and that includes both design and construction costs. Straisley says that no overall funding has been allocated for the stretch of Interstate 49 that will run through the Ouachita Mountains.
But, you know, as these other components are put together, I mean, it makes sense to do the work on what will become I-49 in northwest Arkansas because of the population center and the traffic volume. It makes sense to work on what will become I-49 in southwest Arkansas at Texarkana. That's a major entry port into the state through Interstate 30. The traffic volumes support it, and of course, once it's connected through to Louisiana, you'll see a lot of traffic coming up from that state as well.
Interstate 49 will eventually connect New Orleans to Kansas City. As the highway is set to intersect Interstate 40 in Crawford County, area leaders have long eyed the economic benefits that the area will reap from having a major north-south and a major east-west corridor meet in the area. But it could be many years before that corridor is completed. But a project that will visually connect cities in northwest Arkansas is getting underway right now. New wayfinding signs will soon be installed in the cities across northwest Arkansas. The pilot project is a partnership among the cities and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Robert Smith is the communications specialist for the council.
So what people will see this month is about 60 signs in the seven cities. Over the course of the next few years, really, you'll see another 200 signs go up. Five of the seven cities have decided to put up all of their signs. So there's this initial pilot project that is the 60 signs, and then most of the rest will be up before the end of this year, and then you'll see a total of 260 signs.
The pilot project is being paid for by a grant from the Walton Family Foundation. Smith says that while most residents in the area know how to get to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale or where Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is in Bentonville, the signs will point to other destinations, such as the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale, the Rogers Aquatic Park, and city halls and parks throughout the area. But he says that the signs will also be helpful for visitors to the area as well.
It's really a confidence builder. You feel a little bit like an insider when you go to a place and you know you can easily move from point A to point B. The hope is that you go back to where you're from and you talk about that experience, and that positive experience, that ease in getting from point A to point B will convince others to visit Northwest Arkansas.
Cities participating in the program include Bentonville, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Eureka Springs, Lowell, Siloam Springs, and Bella Vista. And getting between all of those cities in an electric car may be a little bit easier. Drivers of electric vehicles now have one more publicly accessible connection to the power grid in this area. A new charging station has been installed in the public parking lot across from the Fayetteville City Administration Building. Peter Nierengarten, Sustainability Director for the City of Fayetteville, says that Level 2 charging stations, like the one installed at the Mountain Street lot, do provide faster charging than most at-home chargers, but the fill-up time is still considerably longer than pumping a tank of gas.
If a vehicle were to pull in with a nearly depleted battery, they'd be looking at 6 to 8 hours of charging time at the station. You know, if they had only a half depleted battery, they'd probably be looking at more like 2 to 3 hours of charging time to completely top their battery off. And our hope is that electric vehicle owners will choose to park at this location, and then while their vehicle's parking, they'll do some shopping at some of our downtown businesses, maybe visit the Fayetteville Farmers Market. You'll cruise down to Dixon Street. Just take advantage of all there is to offer in downtown Fayetteville while their vehicle is being filled up with electricity, so to speak.
The charging station is only the fifth in Northwest Arkansas and the third to be installed in Fayetteville. The next closest stations include one in Fort Smith and one in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Nierengarten says that Ozarks Electric Cooperative approached the city with the idea of installing a charging station on a city-owned lot.
So basically they would pay for the purchase of the charging station, and then all we had to do was come up with the money for the installation, so the electrical work to actually plumb the thing in, hook it up to an electric meter, which cost about $1,000, and we used some leftover grant money from a 2010 Home Depot grant to pay that portion.
Nierengarten says that the city won't assess a fee for drivers charging their electric vehicles other than the normally metered fees for parking in the lot. In the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.